Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama, journalist, coach, and founder of Mama Rising. This podcast is a space of community and collaboration. We gather stories of matrescence, motherhood, womanhood, and change told by our Mama Rising coaches and mothers around the globe, in the knowing that through our stories, we can begin to heal and change the way the world sees, values, and supports mothers everywhere. So, welcome to the Happy Mama Movement. And welcome to an episode of Take the Mic. Take the Mic is an initiative of Mama Rising to hand this platform and this microphone over to one of our amazing Mama Rising coaches and facilitators around the world to give her a chance to share her story of matrescence and motherhood, the stories of the mothers in her community, so we can all hear each other's stories, heal together, and change the way the whole world acknowledges matrescence and motherhood. So here is one of our coaches.
Rachel Bertanzoli, and I live in Orange, New South Wales, Australia, with my husband and four kids, who are ages 9, 6, 3, and 1. They are my greatest teachers and teach me more than I'll ever be able to teach them. And they help me to find joy in the simplest things and not to take life so seriously. I'm an exercise physiologist who specializes in women's health and matrescence. And it's an absolute honor to be here and thank you for having me. I've been so lucky to experience the journey into matrescence four times, with every conception, birth, pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond, bringing so many lessons and their unique experiences, healing, and another layer of understanding of who I'm becoming. However, my experience into motherhood was nothing like I could ever have imagined or planned for, with our first baby arriving via emergency cesarean at 6 weeks premature. He was then flown to Sydney a few hours later, and we weren't reunited until 3 days later. And there our lives became 48-hour blocks and all reliant on his weight. And we were super lucky where only 2 weeks later we were allowed to take him home. And, you know, then we soon discovered that he had a rapidly growing hemangioma, which is a birthmark, and it was on his nose, and he required immediate treatment for that. And, you know, we were then in and out of hospital with that. He had a strange premature reaction to it one day, and anyway, we got through all of that, and he is now a healthy and strong 9-year-old boy doing all the normal 9-year-old boy things. And I look back at that time and I think I was just sort of on autopilot for most of it, really unaware of what was happening for me or what happened to me. and just trying to be strong and get back into life as normal, yeah, without really considering what we'd gone through. Of course, it was everything I'd ever hoped for, and perhaps, you know, a little bit blissfully ignorant at times. And then I started to feel the feels, you know, clearly around 10 months, just feeling so depleted. And as his birthday grew closer, starting to remember the things that we were doing, you know, around that time, what I missed out on being able to do, you know, the nesting and preparing his room and things like that, just reflecting on how bad I felt, but not really realizing, you know, I just sort of thought you felt that bad. And, you know, starting to hear about other people's experiences and their births and just realizing, yeah, the enormity of what we had been through. And what I was feeling, where I didn't want to, you know, be away from him when we were in the hospital, and the pressures around, you know, encouraging me to leave when he was in the special care nursery, but not wanting to. And when I did, I just felt so panicked all the time. And, you know, now I understand why I was feeling like that, but it was, yeah, it was a lot. And, you know, you share that with some people, and it's not always met with, you know, that vulnerability. And I started to, yeah, self-silence a bit around that and do what we usually do, you know, Google up and, you know, try harder, do better, get more organized. And, you know, I blamed myself for maybe I was doing things wrong, or, you know, this constant feeling like I was failing, or, you know, I couldn't get him to sleep through and all of those sorts of things. And, you know, as we went on through the years, and I remember feeding our second daughter with tears streaming down my face as a friend shared with me Amy's podcast. And for the first time ever, you know, I felt like I was seen and understood. I felt like her words were just being spoken to me directly. And, yeah, I was so grateful for this, the work that Amy was sharing. And when she first spoke about matrescence, I remember not really getting it, and probably not for quite some time, actually. And then one day it landed. I was like, oh, like adolescence. This is why I was feeling this way. This is why, you know, at times I didn't feel like my old self, why I hated my old clothes and it didn't feel right on me anymore. And I didn't really know how to express myself through, you know, clothes or, you know, things like that. And, you know, sometimes where you didn't really feel like you fit in the world anymore, or just that feeling like I'd lost myself. And it gave me just permission to realize that it wasn't my fault, that I wasn't broken, and I didn't have to try and fix part of myself, or that I, you know, had to try harder. And, you know, just like adolescence, that it was okay, because, you know, some parts actually kind of suck. And, you know, it was only, you know, as we stepped into having our third and fourth baby, and I thought, you know, with this knowledge that I now had, that it would, I expected just to sort of flow through it. But I had forgotten that this was a new matrescence with this baby, and I still had to go through it. And but I had the blessing of, you know, the language to what I was experiencing and feeling, and gave myself space to then learn to bring kindness and compassion and understanding, like, oh, just, this is matrescence, just, it's okay. And I often think about what I wish I had known earlier, and, you know, there, of course, there's so much, you know, wisdom through learning and experience. There is a part of me that often thinks that you have to come to this when you're ready and needing it most. And, you know, perhaps if someone had told me, I wouldn't have, you know, believed them, like all of those pre-children ideologies that we have, like, oh, that's cute, but, you know, not me. But mostly I wish that I had known that I was birthed too, and that my feelings and my recovery mattered as well. And mostly I just wish that I had known about the first 40 days, like the golden month, with my older two kids, where I just rushed back and pushed my body way too quickly. And so with this, and I encouraged me to dive deeper into understanding the golden month and with my last two babies. And COVID really helped us achieve that with our 2020 baby. And without a doubt, it was the best recovery and healing that I had by far. And I was determined to do that with our fourth, but it was a whole other learning. I found it so hard to know how I could do that in our modern world and also still show up for our older kids and the things that were still important to us with family and, you know, extra things like that. And I did the best I could, but I still don't know how to do that, and where rest and recovery isn't really our cultural norm. And we have this magical 6-week recovery period where, like, tick, you're done, best wishes, off into the world, returning to the things that we used to do before. Where, of course, that's not reality at all. And that culture of, you know, bouncing back is really unsupportive for us, where, you know, healing and recovery, you know, may take months to years. And for me, it's more like, you know, 10 months into 2 years before, you know, really feeling that strength and confidence and, you know, healing within ourselves, in myself. And so, yeah, my career since becoming a mum has been a real example of the wheel of matrescence, from starting my own exercise physiology and Pilates business when I was pregnant with our first child, you know, to then, you know, stopping and then starting and then having another baby and then building that to a point where, when I was pregnant with our third, I was setting myself up to be able to have a bit of a break, and then COVID hit and everything changed. And, you know, I did have this beautiful maternity leave period, but when I returned, it was in a really different structure. And around, you know, his birthday, I was so depleted, and I, you know, got to the point where I just didn't want to, and I couldn't do it anymore. I felt like I was always rushing and not being present and not really doing any of it well. And so I decided to opt out. I decided to close my business completely and step into being a stay-at-home mum. And there was lots that came with that, you know, a lot of grief around, you know, ending that part of what I had built, but also learning who I was now. It was a real period of adjustment. You know, I expected myself to, you know, step into being able to have a tidy house all the time, you know, but, you know, forgetting that I have this beautiful little human follow me around with their, you know, trail of toddlerhood. And, you know, just losing often those points of reference of, you know, completion or progress and even value. And I had to learn that to bring value within myself and to find other points of, you know, reference where, you know, did I make them laugh, or that day did we, you know, trying to find those different points of reference within that. When those external validations aren't there anymore, where, you know, you're seeing clients progress, or, you know, even being able to get a wage. And it was a really interesting period as well when people actually asked me if I was okay, and they thought maybe something was really wrong with my health. And so, yeah, it was a really interesting time. But then I started to have this creativity and exploring, like, how and what I could do for me in that time. And this is where a rebrand evolved, and it had been something that I'd been asking the universe for a really long time, that felt more aligned, and that was where Gently You was created, and a space to honour the woman and the mother, where we're gently listening to our bodies and taking small steps towards long-term health habits, you know, without quick fixes, and, you know, learning to be gentle with ourselves through all the cycles, you know, not just, you know, the seasons where we're feeling like we're on fire and, you know, it's easy to be compassionate to ourselves then, but bringing kindness and compassion to ourselves when, you know, we need it most, when we're in those different cycles. And through this time, I was able to create an idea where I had of a set of letters for mums to open through the first 12 months of motherhood. And it started with me just handwriting notes for friends who were expecting their first baby. And I just wanted them to know that they were doing a great job, and I wanted them to feel celebrated and honoured. I wanted her to know that she mattered too, and to feel supported through that first year, not just those first few weeks where, you know, there's visitors and meals and yeah, with some encouragement of some really special people around me, you know, it all came to life, and I launched them just before our fourth baby was born. And then as we move through the cycles of life, last year, you know, we needed me to step back into more work, and, you know, there was a lot of fear and overwhelm around how I would do that with the capacity that I had without burning myself out. And but it was also an opportunity to practice what I have learned through Mama Rising, and remembering that I get to decide the timeline of how that is built and what that looks like. And with patience and little steps, Gently You at Home was created. It's an online cyclical series that isn't just about exercise, but also supports a mother through the weeks. So through the cycles of motherhood, wherever they are, from, you know, 6 weeks postpartum through to toddlers, to teens, adults, grandbabies, where we really focus on not pushing or bouncing back, but learning to make movement part of our lifestyle and to identify what we need in that moment. And it's through just half an hour live classes online, and then we have a topic of focus and simple strategies that to help us through each cycle and season. And yeah, I'm absolutely loving it and excited to see how this will all continue to evolve. My hope for the future is a lot, like lots of mums, and but at the very least, I hope that the word matrescence is a household word where you say it and it's understood and valued and supported, just like we do with adolescents. Thank you so much for having me. And if you would like to connect with me, all my details are in the show notes.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.